You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, it's the Dr. Dahlia Show. Yay! Muppet Show. Remember they would do this big, huge song and dance? The Muppet Show. And everyone was like, I didn't really like the Muppets. I was really mad that they were kind of taking over for Ernie and Bert. And, you know, I really liked the whole Ernie Cookie Monster Snuffleupagus thing. I was really never into the Muppets. I thought the Muppets were trying to take over Sesame Street because I loved Sesame Street growing up. I had a crush on Bob and David when I was little. I was like such a little hoochie mama even back then. I thought I really loved Bob. You know why? Because Bob looked like my grandfather, right? And Dave was just sexy. You know, the whole tall, dark, handsome thing, he was sexy. So I really liked Dave. Luis, I thought, was very sexy, too, because I was really into Latino men also at the age of 3. So, but I just love the whole Grover and the Ernie and Bert and the Cookie Monster. And Snuffleupagus was really cool. Now, Snuffleupagus acted like he was always high. My mom wasn't a particular fan of Snuffleupagus because he was like, dude. You know, but I thought Snuffleupagus was so cool and so cuddly. I thought Big Bird had a little bit of attention deficit. I thought Big Bird was just a little bit on the verge of bipolar. Now, Bert and Ernie. Bert, very, very difficult character. I thought he had some narcissism, a little bit of oppositional defiant, you know, because Ernie would try to tell him something to do. You know, he also had some obsessive compulsive qualities, especially when it came to pigeons, for him to sitting there, you know, singing and counting pigeons. And remember, he had a bottle cap collection. Then you had Grover. Grover, I could completely relate to. Grover had one of those personalities where everything was kind of half-assed, you know, and I really dug that, you know. No, not, none of this obsessive compulsive, you know, to the T, to the details. And Grover loved his mama. And I thought it was really, really cool that they incorporated the mama. Right? But then you had Cookie Monster. And Cookie Monster had to be probably my favorite one because he really knew what was important. The cookie. You know, everything got better once he had the cookie. Right? And I get that. I get that. And so I could really, really relate to the Cookie Monster. And then you saw Mama Cookie Monster, and the fact that Mama Cookie Monster was all into the cookies, to me that was the coolest. Alright, but then you had Oscar the Grouch. Now, Oscar the Grouch was a very interesting psychological specimen. Okay, Oscar the Grouch did not have bipolar. He might have had some unipolar depression, but he didn't, because remember, he still giggled. He still, right, he still cackled a little bit. He still had motivation to do evil things. Okay? Oscar the Grouch would probably have been a little bit of an oppositional defiant, and I think also a little bit of a narcissist. Remember, he was kind of, you know, trying to be, you know, the whole power source of the street, of Sesame Street. And absolutely no issues of obsessive compulsive with him. He just was a downright jerk. He was an isolationist. He could have had some very, very small elements of some bipolar too. But Oscar the Grouch, what I liked about him is he was a very, very noisy type of character. And for me, I really, really like noise. Noisy characters were good. I didn't like those little girl puppets. Those little girl puppets were just annoying. And then all of a sudden, I grew up, I was a teenager, and now my younger brother was watching Elmo. Elmo made no sense. Don't do any high-pitched. I like lower-pitched sounds, which is why Snuffleupagus was so appealing. But a high-pitched puppet made no sense. To kids, they like high-pitched sounds, but I think that's wrong. I think you really need to incorporate the low-pitched sound. Low-pitched, of course. I guess Muppets are coming up because, you know, you see all the Muppets now kind of resurfacing. I'm not really sure why they're trying to bring them back. You know, I understand bringing back Spider-Man. I understand bringing back Superman. These things were classics. For the Muppets, nah. You know, I think bringing back the Muppets is a sign and a symptom of lack of creativity in Hollywood. Okay? You know, you brought back the Incredible Hulk, you brought back Superman, Spider-Man, Batman already. Come on, come up with something new. Come up with some sort of Michael Fassbender hero that's shirtless. You know, something like that. That would appeal to a lot of us, right? I would totally appeal to that. Or a Channing Tatum, hero who's, again, shirtless. I think, honestly, that could really probably be, you know, attract a lot more viewers than the whole Muppets thing. But the other reason why I'm being a little nostalgic is, you know, I moved. Okay, we moved from our house, and right now we're kind of in an in-between house waiting to get our other house built because it always takes a while, and that's good because we're saving money. And the new owner called my husband saying that some of my stuff was still left in the house. Apparently it had fallen into some boxes of rocks that we used to gravel and stuff. And some of the things that fell actually were from my high school. And I'll post a picture of it. One of the awards I won back in 1986, I was probably only a fetus at the time, of course. Back in 1986, I had won my science fair, and I had gotten an award. Well, my brother at the time, one of my younger brothers, decided to stick a sticker on the award, and when I tried to take it off, it left sticky stuff. So I just left it on there, I guess, for years. Now, the sticker, actually, here we are 30 years later, right, was a Captain America sticker. And it's all across my award, my beautiful award. Now, the funny thing is I'm actually happy that happened. It's a nice memory of how much I hated my brother growing up and how much I thought I was a pain in the ass. And now I'm so happy. Plus, it's a reminder that, I guess, 30 years ago, Captain America was still considered, you know, something cool, unless he didn't like that sticker and that's why he stuck it on my award. But it was pretty cool. So I got my little science fair award with my brother sticking his Captain America sticker. And as all things go around, I'm watching Captain America 2 this weekend. So you see, it all comes around. All right, for those who joined us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got a lot to talk about. Apparently a man is claiming a hospital forgot to remove his appendix during an appendectomy. How does a hospital forget to remove the organ while they're in there? We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about doctors are urging breastfeeding moms to take their antidepressants. We'll talk about antidepressants and breast milk and why it's really, really important to make sure people don't stop their medicine abruptly. But I'm kind of confused because aren't they already off their antidepressants while they're pregnant? We got some more allergy news. Always good allergy news. Ohio man has to stand around with a sign saying he's a bully. Lots to talk about. Don't go away. And your questions, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
She's a lion. She's a lion. She's a lion.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Justin, who is working the dials. And I thank you guys all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we are raising money for kids with blood cancer, fighting blood cancer through the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Please go to my website at drdahlia.com. I'm asking for everybody to put in $5. If I could get all my listeners, every single listener that listens to my show, to put in $5, I know we'll have $10. I know. The funny. But if I could get every single listener to put in $5, right, that would be, oh my gosh, can you imagine what these kids could do? So please go to my website at drdahlia.com. You know, when you go to my website, at drdahlia.com, there are, places for you to ask me questions. And there's a place where you could ask and, you shall receive. And I'll answer your question either privately on air or sometimes publicly. This one said not to be private, so I want you guys to listen to this, okay? Garrett writes, Doctor, you are a woman. Explain to me equal pay for equal work. How do you compare female firefighters, female police officers, female doctors? How many female doctors actually go into surgery? Not to sound like an ass, he writes, but should two people get the same pay if they are not doing the same work? Okay, I think what we need to do, now remember, I'm not a politician, so I really don't know what the hell is going on with this whole Paycheck Fairness Act bill, okay? It makes sense. Two people have the same job, same qualifications, same work.
should be same pay. As far as I'm concerned, that is a no-brainer. I think we all can say that, right? And so I guess there was the Equal Pay Act of 1963, right? That was supposed to prevent people from paying you less if you were doing the same job, say, same experience, etc. Now, I don't really know what was all in this bill. You know, whenever I hear a Republican or a Democrat or whatever vote against a bill, I don't think about the bill content per se as its headliner. I think of, well, there must be something political that would have messed somebody up. I mean, there is absolutely no reason for there to be a bill that doesn't pass that has to do with equal pay for everybody. However, if the bill has so much crap interweaved in it, and unfortunately, again, I'm not a politician, so I can't comment. I don't know what the hell was in this bill. And you see a group, right, as a whole, stand against it. To me, that looks like some sort of a political ploy to make people look bad. So, for example, if they throw all this stuff in, like, okay, you can never, never, never try to repeal Obamacare, and we need to tax toothpicks. So, you know, it's almost like a no-brainer for the Republicans to say, okay, hell no, this is stupid. Now it makes it look like that the Republicans voted against, you know, equal pay for women. So just, you know, please keep in mind, this is politics. Politics has a bunch of bull crap on there. Okay, a lot of bull crap. So as far as I'm concerned, this probably wasn't a simple one-liner saying if you do the same work, you get the same pay. Which, by the way, can we do that? I mean, if there's really that much discussion, can we just make a simple one-line bill? Does it really have to be a multi-hundred or multi-thousand page bill with a whole bunch of other crap in it? See, and what they're doing is this is exactly trying to put Republicans on the defensive. All right, so now they have to sit there and explain why they voted no for the bill, and they have to go, you don't understand what was in the bill. You see, this is politics, people. I saw it all over Facebook, all over Facebook. Now, what about the idea of somebody not doing the heavy lifting and men needing to work more? And is that fair if they make the same money? I don't think that's the point. I don't think that's what we're talking about here, okay? When I waited tables, right, and I waited tables with men, I got the same hourly wage that they did. I made, I think, what was it, $1.16? Something like that an hour. Even though that wasn't minimum wage, when you're a waiter or waitress, you make a very, very bare minimum, and then you live on the tips. And I made the exact same as him. Did I ask them to get the box, you know, from up above the counter for me? Did I ask them to, et cetera, did I ask them to lift, you know, the crate of glasses for me? Absolutely. I flirted a lot, and I got my male coworkers to help me. But then on the other hand, they used me just as well. Will you please go over that table and just talk to them, make them feel happy? I screwed up the order, and I don't want to screw this up. I would go over to the table, use my charm, do whatever, and the guy still got his tip. So, I'm really hoping workplace environments don't start to get so fractionated just so everybody gets to, because of this, all right, well, then fine, you know, sorry, you're a woman. If you're getting paid what I pay, you got to lift the box. I'm not doing it because I'm not getting paid more. That's going to be ridiculous. And hopefully most of us are smarter than that and we're not going to do stupid things. But that, you guys are missing the point. That's not what's going on here. This equal pay for equal work, it's supposed to already exist. Those who are not are suing their employer for discrimination, which they should. If there's some other bill that's trying to be pushed through right now, there's other agendas in it with other sorts of bullcrap. So just take that with a grain of salt. Okay? Should should there be some sort of, shall we say, benefits for people who do more of the physical work? I don't know. I mean, you know, the question Garrett writes about, you know, surgery. How many women actually go into surgery? Well, there's a lot of women surgeons. You know, you don't see as many women orthopedic surgeons as men. You know, you gotta sometimes get up in there and hold that femur and get into that hip and stuff, but it's not because of a physical demand. You know, many of us in medicine, it's not a physical demand type of thing. I mean, look at nursing. Look at how many nurses are out there. You know, there are many more women nurses than male, and there's a lot of lifting. So I don't really think that's even a point. But I appreciate your writing. I really do. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so I want to talk about this gentleman who is suing because he said the hospital forgot to remove his appendix during an appendectomy. William McCormick said he was taken into the hospital during a trip away at Lake Placid with stomach pains in March. Doctors operated on him, told him afterwards that they had removed his appendix. Okay? Now, I guess the he said, I guess the doctors told him that the appendix, let me go back. He had had two surgeries. The first surgery, he thought the appendix was out. He has abdominal pain. The new doctors had removed an appendix saying, but wait a second, I thought your appendix was already out. What they think happened is doctors at Lawrence Hospital Center removed a 3-centimeter yellowish mass from this, rather than the actual appendix. So Mr. McCormick is about 43 years old. He claims nobody told him about the yellowish mass and that his appendix had not been removed. So now they are turning around and suing. They said Lawrence Hospital said that the appendix was removed. Now, how do doctors in this day and age mess something like that up? Well, what I was taught is if you are going into somebody's abdomen and you find out that the appendix is fine, right? You think the person has appendicitis, the CAT scan is wrong, you go in there and you go, well, wait a second, the appendix is fine, but I have to cut something near the appendix. We're taught to take out the appendix anyway. Because if somebody has a scar on his abdomen and somebody was operated on intra-abdominally on that area, people will assume that the appendix was taken out. So usually we will go in there and take out the appendix. Okay? And usually we'll document that. Even if your appendix is normal. Now, until there's more and more proof that we really, really need the appendix, even though I told you the appendix is not useless, the appendix is a very important appendage that houses trillions and trillions of bacteria that squirts back into the bowel for those of us that need our gut flora. But when it comes to you having some surgery, oops, your appendix was fine, we take it out so that nobody thinks your appendix is, shall we say, unfortunately still there. And because if God forbid you do actually have an infection or abdominal issue, we don't want to go, oh, well, there's a scar, the appendix isn't there. We want to assume that you have an appendix to go in. God forbid you have an appendicitis attack that blows up, ruptures, and you die. So this is the exact example. If this is the way it happened, you don't want to be walking around thinking you don't have an appendix. Now you have abdominal pain, and doctors go, well, it's not the appendix, so ain't no thing but a chicken wing. No, that's not the way it is. That's not true. So, my suggestion to you is if you are going to have surgery, okay, ask to see the pictures. Most surgeons will now take pictures for you. Yeah, they're really good. When I had my ovary tumor removed, you could see the pictures of the uterus and the ovary. I was showing everybody. I'm like, look, see, there's the uterus, there's the ovary, there's the start of the vagina. You see everybody? Ah. So I was just throwing the pictures around until I almost got in trouble for passing around pornography. But anyway, it was within the inside. I thought it was cool. I think my ovarian pictures were really, for those of you that think I have testicles up in there, I don't. I've got ovaries. So anyway, they give you pictures and then let them show you that it's the appendix. Why not? Okay? I mean, this is your body. You have a right to see what happened. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, one of you had messaged me during the hour, right, in terms of that doctor story. Will you guys just stop it for a second, okay? You know, doctors are allowed to make some mistakes, okay? We are. We shouldn't, okay? We're trained not to make any mistakes. But some doctors will make some mistakes. Remember, this is an alleged case, okay? Maybe the reason why the guy had surgery is to take out a big yellow mass, and it had nothing to do with his appendix, all right? So cut us up, doctors, some slack. I know a lot of us are being ridiculed publicly about the whole Medicare payment issue. You guys heard about that this week, where now I guess it's public knowledge what Medicare pays doctors. And there was a report the other day that one doctor billed Medicare $1 million 1 year. $1 million billing Medicare. No. All right. Now, remember, what you bill doesn't mean you're going to get. Many of you guys have seen us doctors. You go to the doctor's office and they charge the insurance $150. And the insurance does not pay the $150. They only pay $12.42. You pay a $20 copay, and then boom, that's all you get for that visit. So if somebody is going to look at gross not even receiving what a doctor bills out, okay, then you are going to probably get mad at every single doctor's office because everybody quote unquote bills out. If it's 100 a patient, 150 a patient, 200 a patient, etc. Now, is that a problem with today's healthcare? It is if we have insurance companies involved. If we could just, if we didn't have insurance companies involved, if I could just charge every patient $25 and not have to pay insurance companies and not have to staff as many staff as I have to and not have to do electronic this and not have to pay for billing and not have to pay for malpractice, then I could do fine charging $25. But when I'm paying all the other crap I have to pay only to get $12 from an insurance company, all right, that's why the system is screwed up. And we talked about the system being screwed up. So I'm not going to, belabor that topic again. But just all I want to do is tell you, when you start to hear doctors are, and don't start accusing me of trying to protect these doctors or backpedal or whatever. Listen, okay, I don't understand why the media is not being as truthful as they are when it comes to what is going on with Medicare. If you have, let's say, I don't know, maybe 100 patients go through your clinic with two or three doctors in the clinic a day. All right, I'm surprised only $1 million was billed out. Because if you see a lot of Medicare patients, that's a lot. You know, the average medical office gross. Now, we're talking gross. We're not talking after they pay the rent and the malpractice and the staff and take home salaries and power bill and, I don't know, workers' comp and everything else that seems to come up, okay? But gross accounts receivable in a doctor's office very easily could be $1 million. So when somebody says, oh, this doctor received $1 million, not just billed out, but they actually turned around and received. First of all, they received $1 million from Medicare. To me, that means they must have billed out three times that. Because usually Medicare pays a third of what doctors ask. Actually, probably less. So then that person would be accused of billing Medicare $4 million. But if somebody is a geriatrician, where most of their patients are Medicare patients, and they have a couple partners, and they use the same tax ID under that practice, I mean, receiving $1 million gross from Medicare is not that much. Because after all the expenses are paid, that may only leave for those doctors about, I don't know, $80,000 a piece for salary. So stop for a second and actually look at what they're saying. See, the media is not going to sit there and talk about accounts receivable, but many of you that own a business, you understand. Gross. I mean, if you have a manicure and nail place, you're probably bringing in easily a few $1,000s a day. So then what? You're going to say, oh my gosh, they took in $500,000. Well, of course they took in $500,000. That was their gross receivable. So, you know, it's going to be very interesting to see how this unfolds. But, are there a couple doctors that have probably abused the system? Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's people that abuse all sorts of the systems out there. So when you hear somebody, you know, billing Medicare fraudulently, that really makes me mad. That infuriates me. What the hell are they doing? And how stupid can you be? Now, are there some people that, shall we say, you know, have a biller, they hire a billing company, the billing company says, I'm using the right codes, I'm using this code for a nurse practitioner, I'm using this code for your home health visits, I'm using this code. You're like, all right, do your job. They screw up, they don't bill it appropriately. Medicare comes in and says, you billed fraudulently? Yeah, that happens. Which stinks, because fraud should mean intent. All right? You know, one thing I always got nervous about these billers is what if somebody purposely wanted to do me in and purposely wanted to bill inappropriately. One of my billers billed a pap smear on a male. And I told you guys about this. This was ridiculous. The super bills were paper. And she had a stack of paper super bills. And the name was in the top corner. And two of the papers were overlapping. So she was probably looking at the wrong name, the name below, of the person above. So it was a female above that had a pap smear. The man below was a male. And it was a Medicare patient. It was a Medicare male. And the biller built a pap smear. Now, of course, we fired her. Anybody that's stupid And anybody that, well, we didn't fire her for exactly that. We fired her because she made a lot of mistakes, and she was very, very callous and not really attention to detail, obviously. Thank God when we called Medicare and told them what happened. I mean, we called before electronically they got the claim. Luckily, the woman on the other end laughed. She said, and like, don't pay us, for the love of God. Please don't pay us for that claim. We don't want the money. I will put it on the news if I have to. I don't want you paying for the claim where a pap smear was billed on a man, for the love of God. She's like, don't worry about it. It's already in the system. You are going to get paid for it. Just turn around and send a check. Send a letter, send a check right back. I'm like, fine by me. And oh my God, I didn't sleep for weeks, right, until that happened. So, you know, that always makes me nervous that you could have a biller, you know, do you in, either on purpose or accidentally. But, you know, if somebody is being fraudulent, it's not going to be the one claim or the every now and then claim. It's going to be something that's over and over and over again, which is why I always urge physicians out there to please watch the billers and double check everything that goes to Medicare and Medicaid or any sort of government insurance. You do not want to mess, any insurance, you just don't want to mess around with anything, and you don't want anybody thinking you're doing something wrong. But it's a very complex process. I wish we could get rid of the whole billing process. Why is it anybody's business what your diagnosis is? I can't stand the fact that I have to put immunosuppressant or HIV or rectal abscess or vaginitis on the claim. Why the hell do I have to tell an insurance company that? Right now, pre-existing conditions aren't even supposed to count anymore, right? Let's get rid of that whole concept. Okay? Look, I saw the person, just pay me. I got proof I saw the person, just pay me. I mean, I'd really like to get away from all of that and just work with the patient. I tell you, it would be so nice to just charge a patient and let the patient go to the insurance company and have the insurance company reimburse them. You'll see a much different attitude of insurance companies when the actual consumer is asking them to be paid. This whole third party thing, they don't care if they make us doctors mad. You know how many people don't really give a damn if Dr. Dahlia is mad? They don't care. I'm mad. I'm always mad about something. They don't care. Yet the person actually purchasing the insurance saying, you pay me, then maybe they listen. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This was an interesting story. They said Americans are having small dogs instead of babies. We're seeing declining birth rates, but we're seeing more and more pets. According to the U.S. Health Department, published on Quartz, the birth rate among American women between 15 and 29 has dropped 10% in the last 6 years, primarily because of the recession. But we're starting to see more Chihuahuas, Beagles, Terriers, little pooches who weigh less than 20 pounds on the rise. Now, I am looking at these little puppy dogs and, oh my gosh, they are just so cute. I love little puppies. I love animals. We have 5 animals as it is, and they really, really stink up the house, which is a problem here. But it's true. I'm not planning on having any more kids. Am I planning on taking on more pets? Oh, hell yeah. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're going to talk about Viagra ice cream coming up. Yum. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. mbrower@gcnlive.com. That's mbrower@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia. I think it's just Dr. Dahlia Show, and then on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Oh my gosh, how many times can I say my name? Whew, I know, and still get it wrong. Remember, we have an Android app, we have an iPhone app, so you can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show anytime. The Dr. Dahlia Show is on 6 days a week, Monday through Friday in the mornings, and then on Saturdays at 10 a.m. Pacific time. So you guys are able to listen to me no matter what nowadays on the internet anytime you want. So let's say you have trouble sleeping and you want more trouble sleeping, you can listen to the show. Our health fair, thank you for asking. Some of you have asked. Our health fair was awesome last week. We raised a couple $1,000. I think we're at $2,250 right now from our health fair alone. And I'm really excited because now we're going to be putting on a beauty fair. Mother's Day weekend, that Saturday, we're going to do a beauty fair so that people could get some goodies, you know, hair, makeup stuff, purses, jewelry, that kind of stuff for mom for Mother's Day. I'll keep you guys posted. For those of you who live in the Las Vegas area, we're planning on doing it at the Body Spa Salon. Salon behind Fleming's on Charleston. Go to my website at drdahlia.com in a few days where I will be able to have some information up to tell you guys what to do, where to go. However, if you want to help and be a part of the beauty fair, please go to my website and email me under contact. And for those of you that don't live in Vegas but you still want to help these kids, the reason why we're doing these fairs is to raise money for kids fighting blood cancer. Please go to my website at drdahlia.com. There's a link that says help fight blood cancer. Just press on the link, click on the link, and you're able to then donate through either PayPal, credit card, etc. We'll even take pennies if you want to drop pennies off at the office. I don't care because every little bit helps. These kids need it. And adults. Most of us, unfortunately, have had a family member that died of leukemia or lymphoma. Adult, child, etc. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, that's exactly what they do. They help these families. So, as well as the research that they put in. So please, please, please check out my website. Help any way you can. I really do appreciate it. Okay, Viagra ice cream. Apparently, a British ice cream maker has invented Viagra ice cream, which is supposed to help erectile dysfunction. It has 25 milligrams of Viagra per scoop. And I guess it's called Lick Me, I'm Delicious. That's the ice cream. That really? Really? Or it's called Arousal Flavor. I guess there's two names for it. Inventor Charlie Harry Francis added the Viagra to the ice cream, and he used champagne for flavor. And I guess I'm looking at this, and it's blue. It's, oh, this is ridiculous. Oh, my gosh. Okay, you know what they do? They have, like, the two scoops of the ice cream, and then they have the cone. This is ridiculous. And then the cone is upright. Come on. Come on. Children, you know, are on the Internet and can see this. Apparently, Viagra is available in 25 milligrams, 50 milligrams, and 100 milligrams. Most of you guys have never been on the 25 milligram Viagra. I don't think I've ever written the 25 milligram Viagra. I probably should. But most of the time we write the 50 milligrams for you to take about a half an hour before sex, half hour to an hour before sex, or the 100 milligrams. A lot of you guys want to kind of push it to 200. No. All right. It's not been approved. Don't be doing that. So the ice cream having 25 milligrams may not, shall we say, do the trick. Okay. And don't forget, diabetes causes causes erectile dysfunction. So many of you need Viagra because you're diabetic. So I'd really, really like you to be careful, if you don't mind, on what you put into your body to assist in erectile dysfunction. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Andy calling from California. Andy, what's up?
Not much. Looks like we got a different topic going here, but what are you going to do? I probably should just let you have you watch the Coalition of Learning Disabled on YouTube, TSPN TV on YouTube in regards to our claim in regards to the American disability laws in this country before I alienate you with this conversation any farther. And that way you have something to refer to and we don't have to waste each other's time. Basically, we're being recorded for quality assurance, and I use it for my private notes. And when you do so, you bring back the full power of the grand jury to the people, and the Supreme Court is supporting it to the people again. And we're just people with documented disabilities from young age who use our tape recorders for quality assurance for our private notes, and we can use them for we the people when we can show beyond a reasonable doubt that there is acts of taxation without representation, and the fact that this tape recorder puts us in a position to where we may very well put us in a position to where we can have the Declaration of Independence power of your life again. And then when I talk about how you can, I'll offer you $100 when you look through your wallet or your purse in regards to anything on proper grammar English as you were taught in grammar school. If you look in your wallets and purses, it's all in capital letters. That's a capitalist. Or, as you remember in English and grammar school, it's a place or a thing. Places or things do not have rights. Only people do. If you try and use your proper grammar English name as you were taught in grammar school and contract, because it takes two living, breathing souls to have a claim for damages in this country to access the First Amendment, you'll be arrested. It's always an AKA to the state, county, and federal government. I have documentation right here. Oh. Gary Frenchie.
Well, Andy, no, thank you. This is definitely, I'm probably going to want you to call when we're more on a political topic. I really appreciate this. Unfortunately, I just got to get through some more health headlines real quickly for this. But, you know, God bless you for, you know, trying to uphold the Constitution and, you know, email me with more of that information on that website. That's kind of cool. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so many of you have been wondering about this whole article on, I guess, doctors being able to produce noses, ears, and vaginas in a laboratory. Now, we talked about how there was this one condition where four women were born without a vagina, and they were able to make vaginas in the lab, and then these women were actually able to have sex, and they were very satisfied, they said, with their implant. Now, I thought we had years of research to go when it came to making, you know, organs, okay? Because, you know, we made the trachea, we made an ear, and I'm like, okay, well, that's not one of those juicy organs that has a lot of functions and needs to be able to, you know, secrete things, et cetera, and to be able to, now I'm not saying these women are going to be able to get pregnant by any means, but once a laboratory has been able to successfully make a vagina, all right. Then, I mean, I think we've reached completion, right? And we could probably now go on to some other sorts of research. But it wasn't that these guys lacked hobbies. It's they thought that they could actually make an organ. And I know some of you wanted to know what shape it was. I think it was rather than triangular or trapezoid or rhomboid or pancake, I think it was more tubular. Okay, I think they were able to make more of a tubular structure. And we could do that in the lab. So we talked about how they did tissue engineering, took a piece of tissue, was able to grow it, use a scaffold, from that scaffold be able to make a 3D organ. That's what they were able to do. Pretty cool stuff. Now, what I want them to do is to go back to arthritis. Because I told you years ago in England, they did this tissue engineering type of project where they took your own piece of cartilage, grew it, and this woman had knee bone on bone because she had lost most of her cartilage. They grew a big, meaty, juicy piece that could go back into her knee. And I haven't seen any follow-up articles on what happened with her, because that sounds pretty cool. One of the reasons why this article was out in this week's headlines was because many men have squamous cell carcinoma, basal cell carcinoma on their nose. Sometimes the dermatologists really have to dig deep to get it all out, and it seems to go into the cartilage. Now you have this big deficit of your nose, which is made of cartilage. So what they did was they took a piece of cartilage, was able to grow more of it, and now they had a nice, meaty, juicy piece of cartilage that they could then put back and use and recreate the nose. So I gotta admit, I have really, really, really been impressed with what these guys can do, surgical-wise, okay? I mean, I really could use a new set of boobs, right? You know, after breastfeeding and stuff. So maybe later on, we won't have to spend that much money with plastic surgery, because we could just put in an order. You know, like when you order, you know, pizza, you can now type in an order online. I would like 2 new boobies, please. Anyway, guys, don't forget to go to my website. Help these kids fight cancer. Go to my website and donate, please. Have a great weekend. God bless.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.